Hey everyone, and welcome to a deep dive that's been tailor-made just for you. Today, we're zeroing in on motor memory, a topic I know you've been eager to unpack. And get ready for this, it's way more than that old phrase, muscle memory, makes it sound. We're talking about how our movements connect to our thinking, our learning, our whole understanding of the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can toss those basic definitions right out the window. Motor memory is fundamental to, well, pretty much everything we do as humans.
All right. So to get us started, we'll be diving deep into a fascinating summary. It's from the CHI 2020 workshop on motor memory in HCI. Now, just in case you're not familiar, HCI stands for human-computer interaction. Basically, it's all about the ways we interact with technology, how we use it, how it impacts us. And this workshop was a gathering of some of the brightest minds in the field, all focused on how motor memory plays into the way we design and even experience tech.
What's so interesting is that we're already surrounded by tech that touches on this mind-body connection. Wearables, embodied interaction, even video games, they all tap into it to some extent. But the problem is that the design often just barely scratches the surface of what cognitive science is revealing.
So it's like we have all these incredible ingredients, but we're still just eating cookie dough instead of baking it into something amazing.
Precisely. In fact, the workshop organizers even pointed to cyborg tech as a prime example of this. Things like brain-controlled wheelchairs show just how close we're getting to some really remarkable breakthroughs. But the design still needs to catch up.
Brain-controlled wheelchairs. Okay, now that sounds like we're stepping into some next-level sci-fi here. How does that even work?
Yeah, it all boils down to brain-computer interfaces, yes. Or BCIs, as they're often called. Basically, these interfaces can read and interpret the electrical signals happening in your brain. That allows you to control devices in the outside world just by thinking about moving. So in the case of a wheelchair, someone could control its movements just with their thoughts.
Hold on a second. So are you saying that we could potentially download skills directly into our brains one day? Like, if imagine learning complex movements like for surgery without years of practice just by directly stimulating certain motor pathways.
Now that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the technology that could potentially make that a reality is closer than you might think. The workshop highlights some truly mind-blowing advancements. We're talking neuromodulation, electrical stimulation, those BCIs we just touched on, even adaptive AI.
Okay, so let's break those down a bit, because I think we're about to enter information overload territory. First up, what exactly is neuromodulation, and how does it fit into all of this?
Well, neuromodulation is essentially a way to fine-tune the nervous system. It can involve things like electrical stimulation or even targeted drug delivery to very specific areas. And here's the really mind-blowing part. Researchers are already using neuromodulation to prime the brain to learn physical skills more effectively.
So this isn't just like some far-off sci-fi concept.
Absolutely not. This is happening right now.
We're talking about real-life applications like helping stroke patients regain motor function through neuromodulation.
It's incredible progress, and it really underscores the potential we're dealing with here. But while those applications are truly remarkable, we can't forget about the role motor memory plays in our lives every single day. And I'm not just talking about how we move, but how our own internal motor memory, the way our own bodies move and learn, it actually influences how we understand the actions of other people.
Oh, you're talking about that example from the workshop paper, right?
Exactly.
About how gesturing while giving directions actually helps you remember those directions better.
That's the one.
It's so weird when you think about it, but it totally makes sense.
It really does highlight this incredible connection between our physical movements and our cognitive processes. When we gesture, we're not just communicating directions, we're actually embodying the information. It's like we're creating a physical memory trace that helps solidify those directions in our minds.
It's like our brains are thinking, hey, we're putting in the effort to explain this with our body, so it must be important. You know, I've actually noticed that when I'm trying to explain something really complicated, I tend to use my hands a lot more. It's almost like my body is trying to help get the message across.
Exactly. And it works both ways, too. Think about how easily we can understand someone's emotions just by watching their body language. Or how when we watch a skilled athlete or dancer move, it's almost like we can feel those movements in our own bodies.
Oh, absolutely. I was watching a documentary about professional dancers a while back. And even though I was just sitting on my couch, I could practically feel the muscles they were engaging, the balance they had to maintain. It was incredible.
See? That's your motor memory at work. It's not just about storing physical skills. It's also about understanding and interpreting the actions, the emotions, even the intentions of other people. It's a fundamental part of how we connect and interact with the world around us.
This is all so fascinating, but where do we go from here? We've talked about the existing tech, the everyday impact, but what about the future? What are the long-term implications of all of this? That's the question I keep coming back to. We've covered so much ground from the nitty-gritty science behind motor memory to its mind-blowing potential. And of course, how it's subtly present in our everyday interactions. Mm-hmm. It's clear that this goes way beyond just basic muscle memory, like we talked about at the beginning.
It really does. And as technology becomes more and more intertwined with our bodies, well, the possibilities are pretty much limitless. Imagine a future where we can learn new skills more efficiently than ever before. A future where we can enhance our memories, maybe even bridge that gap between the human mind and the digital world. And all of that through the power of motor memory.
It's kind of exhilarating and a little bit unnerving at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
On the one hand, we could be talking about a world where learning and rehabilitation are totally revolutionized, where we can interact with technology seamlessly and intuitively, almost like an extension of ourselves. But on the other hand, it brings up all these ethical questions, you know? Like, what does it really mean to be human in a world where technology can so deeply influence our movements and even our thoughts?
You've hit the nail on the head. If our movements shape our thinking so profoundly, what happens when technology starts to take a more active role in guiding those movements? It's a crucial question we absolutely need to grapple with as we venture further into this exciting new frontier.
No doubt about it. It's a lot to ponder. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the incredible world of motor memory.
It's been quite a journey.
We've gone from the lab to the cutting edge of technology and back to our everyday lives. All to uncover the profound ways that movement shapes our minds, our experiences, our understanding of the world around us.
It's been fascinating, and I hope it sparks some new awareness for our listeners. I hope they'll start to pay closer attention to the power of motor memory in their own lives.
We always love to hear from our listeners, so if you have any personal experiences with motor memory that you'd like to share, we're all ears. Or maybe this conversation has sparked some thoughts about the possibilities and maybe even some concerns as technology explores this realm even further. Whatever it is, head over to our online forum and let's keep this conversation going.
Because the future of motor memory is a conversation that deserves to continue long after this deep dive ends.
Absolutely. Until next time, keep those minds moving and those questions coming.